So, what are some additional responsibility and actions? First and foremost, don't humiliate the prejudiced students who makes mistakes or behave badly. Humiliating the student is not only unkind, it often deepens their feeling of resentment and rivalry without addressing the underlying causes of prejudice. The best approach is to become is to is an compassionate effort to understand what went wrong and what might be done to avoid similar episodes in the future. Because remember again, the child could have been taught something completely opposite from what you're telling them to do in your educational setting. Empathy training. Make empathy training a central part of your lesson plan, whether it's reading, writing, or arithmetic. Empathy can be taught effectively with role model, role playing, role reversal exercises, and research suggests greater empathy is significantly associated with reduction of prejudice, aggression, and interpersonal conflict. So again, it's whether engaging them in stories so that they understand and they can feel what that the main character is going through, or a video of some kind or something where they can connect on an emotional level. It will make a great difference in how they see the situation. Being a role model who walks the talk and takes a stand for social justice, reflect and practice inclusive multicultural value in all aspects of life, not just while class is in session. Demonstrate you respect and value the knowledge, talents, and diversity of people. So again, they're watching you, how you interact with your colleagues, how you're interacting with the administrators, your supervisors, the other staff in the other departments, whether it's the custodian or the person in the cafeteria. The students are watching how you communicate and how you're modeling all these types of things. Look to improve yourself as well as your students. So learn more about prejudice and social justice, not only in forms of biases or stereotypes that affect you most directly, but the forms that affect other groups as well. So you should be aware of what's going on in society as we speak. Are there groups being targeted? Are there more incidents of certain things, whether it's gender related or race related and so forth? You also can, there are free assessment tools that identify biases and stereotype. I know Harvard University has one online. It's a free tool that you could go on, and it identifies different stereotypes, whether it's gender, race, and so forth, and it gives you feedback on where you stand in those situations. So I encourage you to improve yourself as well. Get the information regarding not just what types of prejudices and social injustices is occurring, but also different strategies as well to help balance those things.